I'm really excited to see what's next in store for Morehead State University.
It's a great time to be an Eagle, Leanne, and do continue to support us in this private fund drive. This is a great opportunity for our students, and this week of October 29th to November 2 is very important for us. So we look forward to talking with you and hearing about your support for MSPR.
All right. Thanks so much. And let's check in again and see how we're doing at the telephones. Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 71 degrees in Morehead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
One of the big issues, too, that caused mustiness was the fan coil units. That's part of the HVAC system.
Morehead State University is addressing a mold concern on campus.
Kentucky Wired supporters held a meeting last night.
A Louisville man who killed two people in a Kroger last week has been indicted.
16 Boyd County inmates are facing indictments.
Kentucky's hepatitis A outbreak has claimed two lives.
In sports, MSU volleyball plays Eastern Kentucky University tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
50% chance of showers tonight, cloudy with a low of 59 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Officials at Morehead State University say a warm and wet summer and fall season have led to a mold issue on campus. Faculty and students have reported mold growth for several of the buildings on campus, and an outside environmental group is testing those findings. Assistant Vice President of Facilities and Operations Kim Oatman says personnel have been conducting door-to-door checks in all of the dorms and found about 170 rooms with potential issues.
The custodial, the BSTs, are going through and cleaning the mold. Then we also have maintenance folks going through, opening up the HVAC unit, the fan coil unit, and cleaning those too. That's taking a little more time. Our goal is to, by the end of the week, to have all everything that was on that first list addressed.
Oatman says not all mold growth that has been found is harmful black mold, and that testing on the growth should be back next week.
Morehead and Rowan County community members voiced their support for a project to install broadband internet in the area. Executive Director of Downtown Morehead, Tony Pence, was among those who spoke yesterday evening at a broadband informational forum at the Morehead Conference Center. Pence says the high-speed connectivity would make Morehead more attractive to potential businesses and residents.
We try to do things that makes Morehead a place of livability. This is a livability issue with all the things that you saw, the circle with economic development, public safety, and all those things that are very important to us.
The installation of broadband is part of the ongoing Kentucky Wired project.
Community recycling trailers in Rowan County are becoming contaminated by human feces. Officials report people have been dumping their household trash, such as dirty diapers, into the trailers, making recyclables useless. Director of the Community Recycling Center, Colin Alexander, says what the trailers are actually for.
So we have two trailers. They will go to Haldeman, Hayes Crossing Volunteer Fire Department, to Elliottville, the 801 Industrial Park Fire Department, and Finfern Feather in Farmer. Those trailers are designed to accept any material that we accept at the recycling center, for instance, magazines or cardboard or plastic. And the idea is to offer a convenient drop-off station for people out in the county.
Alexander says the recycling project takes a community effort to make it work.
As drug abuse and overdoses continue to plague the Commonwealth, it's important to remember resources available to those affected by the epidemic. One of those resources is the Kentucky State Police's Angel Initiative. Started by the KSP in 2016, the Angel Initiative allows anyone battling addiction to go to any KSP post and get help finding a treatment center, no questions asked. Josh Lawson is the commander of the KSP's Public Affairs Branch. He says while some individuals may be hesitant to seek out the police regarding drug addiction, it actually falls right in line with their public safety goals.
Whatever role law enforcement takes, whether it's enforcement, whether it's education, whether it's prevention, treatment, and our role that we can play in that, we want public safety and public health. We are not social workers, and we understand that. We don't take on that role, but we will do what we can to make ourselves available. And the Angel Initiative is just an outreach of that.
There are some restrictions to the Angel Initiative. Participants may not have any outstanding arrest warrants, have three or more drug-related felonies, and cannot be a registered sex offender. For more information, contact your local KSP post.
The Moorhead Rotary Club is partnering with Sunrise Children's Services and other community organizations for its community service project this year. Sunrise Children's Services is a therapeutic foster care agency here in Rowan County. Club member Connie Richardson says the organizations are collecting new and gently used suitcases and travel bags for foster care children in the county.
They will use these bags to move from one placement to another. They will have these bags to use rather than black garbage bags to carry their belongings.
The organization's goal is to collect more than 100 bags. Donations are being accepted now through Friday, November 2nd. They can be dropped off in the lobby of the U.S. Bank on Main Street here in Moorhead. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for programming on Moorhead State Public Radio is provided in part by Ross Tarrant Architects. Dedicated to designing educational facilities, Ross Tarrant designs inspiring, sustainable spaces where students of all ages can learn from preschool through college. Ross Tarrant Architects, dedicated to education.
The Johnson County Sheriff's Office wants to make people aware of a dangerous situation happening involving airplanes and laser pointers. The Sheriff's Office said they received a call that several planes flying over eastern Kentucky reported being targeted by green laser pointers from air traffic control out of Indianapolis. Harlan County Airport Board Chairman Mark Miracle tells WYMT these laser pointing incidents are becoming more frequent and putting lives in danger, especially those of first responders.
To a kid, you think just a little laser and he's just pointing it at an airplane and you don't think anything about it. But it's a very serious consequence. It's you could theoretically bring an airliner down.
Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration say fines of up to $11,000 can be given to people who point lasers at an aircraft.
The man accused of shooting two people at a Louisville Kroger has been indicted for those murders. According to LEX 18, 51-year-old Gregory Bush was indicted for the murder of Maurice Stalliard and Vicki Jones. On October 24th, Bush allegedly entered the grocery store and shot Stalliard multiple times. He then went to the parking lot where he shot Jones. Witnesses report that Bush told a bystander with a gun not to shoot him as, quote, whites do not shoot whites. Bush is charged with two counts of murder, one count of attempted murder, and two counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. The Commonwealth's Attorney's Office will hold a press conference this afternoon to discuss that indictment.
At the Boyd County Detention Center, 16 inmates were indicted yesterday by a grand jury for an overdose situation that happened earlier this month at the jail. WSAZ reports all of the inmates were charged with promoting contraband. 12 of the inmates are also charged with wanton endangerment. The overdose happened on October 20th. The incident was handled by the jail internally.
A Martin County man has been arrested after he allegedly stole PlayStation controllers and band instruments, among other things, from a local high school. Authorities tell WKYT that 22-year-old Nicholas Bowen went to Sheldon Clark High School August 29th and 30th and stole numerous items. Some of the items stolen included iPads, projectors, band instruments, a TV, four PlayStation controllers, PlayStation games, an iPhone 7, and a Bluetooth speaker. Bowen was arrested this week and faces a third-degree burglary charge.
The Franklin County Health Department says two are dead as a result of the state's ongoing hepatitis A outbreak. The health department tells LEX 18 both victims had underlying medical conditions which made their infections more severe. Franklin County has a total of 28 cases of hepatitis A, and these are the first two deaths for the county. Latest numbers show Kentucky has had 2,275 cases and 14 deaths as a result of the outbreak, which has lasted approximately 1 year. More than one half of all cases have been associated with illicit drug use. Proper hand washing is recommended to help stop the spread of the virus.
Kentucky's Attorney General says a hotline has been set up for people to report state election violations. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the story.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says his office's hotline is available during regular business hours and will be open on Election Day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. According to WMKY, the Beshear's office has jurisdiction to investigate and prosecute election law violations. On November 6th, which is Election Day, the Attorney General's office will post representatives throughout the state and will immediately respond to complaints. The hotline number to report an election violation is 800-328-VOTE. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 59. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers, mainly afternoon, with a high near 68 degrees. Tomorrow night, a 90% chance of showers, mainly before 4 a.m., low around 47. Friday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a temperature falling to around 47 by 9 a.m. And Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 11 p.m., cloudy, with a low around 39 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 66 degrees in Flemingsburg, 66 degrees in Maysville, 75 degrees in Ashland, 73 degrees in Grayson, 76 degrees in Inez, 70 degrees in Mount Sterling, 67 degrees in Lexington, and 71 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, we're going to hear from some local students who attended the Writers' Day Out event last week here at Morehead State University. In honor of Halloween, today we hear some spooky stories.
Hi, my name is Christian Westerman, and I'm a senior at Rowan County Senior High School, and my piece is untitled. Walking down the street with my best friend one Halloween, she suggested we take a shortcut. Come on, she urged. This path will get us more quickly to the street with the good candy. However, what she didn't know was that when we turned the corner, the alley was open to a large, widespread, and untouched cornfield. Through the stalks, I spot something that shakes me to my very core, a creature colored with brilliant, chromatic fur and shaped like a unicorn. It creeped through the corn. By the point I realized I should probably run, it was after me. Out of the corner of my eye, I spotted an oddly placed tray of medical supplies. At that point, I grab the scalpel and throw it at the beast. When the scalpel sticks in the creature, it transforms. My last words are, "Why is it a flying pig?"
Hi, my name is Terry Farmer. I am a senior at Rowan County Senior High School, and my piece is untitled. As you are following the swarm of spiders, other people also begin to notice them and begin to follow them. You and the few others in the group follow them into the forest. You have never been into the forest at night. You are terrified, but interested. Are the spiders following something, just like you are following the spiders? As everyone followed the spiders, you notice that the forest is starting to show spider webs everywhere. Also, you start to notice that the deeper you go into the forest, the trees start to turn back. Crap, you've seen Harry Potter. You know where this is going. It's too late to turn back. About a quarter mile further, you see it. Jesus, that spider is gigantic. It's a wolf spider, but the size of a trailer. It's also dead. The spider is laying belly up, its legs twitching, but you realize the whole thing is twitching. You turn to run, but it's too late. The spider explodes. Bits of tiny baby spiders go everywhere. Everyone was covered, and they were slowly eaten alive. Screams filled the air.
That's Christian Westerman and Terry Farmer, both from Rowan County High School, during the Writers' Day Out event last week here at Morehead State University. I have a couple of thank yous to pass along really quickly. Moorhead State Public Radio's fall fundraiser and membership drive is currently ongoing. We're trying to meet our goals of $15,000 and 200 members. We have two members that have generously donated online, which is very easy to do. Only takes a couple of minutes at WMKY.org. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Bill Maines. I believe that's the former judge here in Rowan County, and he made a generous donation through our online pledge form. We thank you so very much for that pledge. And also a pledge from Betsy Sandlin, who is a former MSPR work study student here. Was a student at Moorhead State University and worked here in the office with us for a while. And we thank you so much for your continued support, Betsy. We really do appreciate all you did for us before and your continued member support now. If you want to make a donation to the Fall Fund Drive, give us a call, 783-2001. That's 606-783-2001. Or you can go online to WMKY.org, look for the Support Us tab, and hit Pledge Now, and it'll take you to the secure form so you can send us that information. We appreciate each and every member and each amount that you can give. Just a $20 donation is more, we are more thankful for that than anything, and it is really, really great. For those of you who have already pledged, thank you. And for those of you, who haven't, please get on the phone and do that now. I'd love to see a couple more callers before the 5 o'clock hour. It's currently 4:46, and it is 71 degrees here in Moorhead. Had to look at my list there. It's a beautiful day on the campus of Moorhead State University, and I'm here with Cody Robinson in the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. And we are very thankful to have you with us here on Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
It's going to be Eagle volleyball action tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Moorhead State Volleyball Eagles are taking on EKU in Richmond tonight. The 17-8 Volleyball Eagles are preparing to take on the Colonels tonight, making this the fifth straight road match for the Eagles. Eagles coach Jamie Gordon says that despite the 3-0 win against Eastern earlier in the season, tonight's matchup will be a tough one.
EKU is a scrappy team. They've got a really good right side that was effective against us last time. It's one of those fun rivals. They're also a team that plays really well at home. They're comfortable in the gym, and they've got good crowd support. And so, it's always a difficult venue to go in and challenge them with. And so, we're going to be prepared for a long evening of competitive volleyball.
The Eagles wrap up regular season play in the coming weeks with three home matches. The Eagles will be taking on Murray State, Tennessee State, and Belmont to finish out the year before the OVC tournament. The Rowan County Basketball Vikings are hosting a media day Friday ahead of the 2018-19 season. The Rowan girls, who went 19-11 last year, have a new coach. Matt Stokes will be taking the reins this season. Both Stokes and boys coach Sean Thacker will be attending the media day to speak on the upcoming season. Boys coach Sean Thacker touched on that subject recently and says that this year's schedule is a tough one.
We play a good schedule. We open up with Montgomery County on the road, got Greenup County coming to our place, and then the first Saturday of the season we play Bath County on the road in an EKC tournament game that also doubles up as a district seed game, so it could be postseason implications on that one right out of the gate that first week. So, we have to be ready to go.
The Rowan boys tip off their season on November 26th when they travel to take on Montgomery County. The Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready this week to take on the Ravens in Baltimore. The Steelers are coming off a 33-18 win over the Browns. Starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger broke an index finger on his left hand during the game, but it didn't keep him from being successful during the second half. But head coach Mike Tomlin tells Steelers.com it sure won't help matters against a tough Ravens defense.
The pressure that they put on the quarterback is a signature of their play. I think they got 27 sacks or so. It's Suggs and company. They do it the way that they do it. They get after your quarterback. They're really good blitzers. They beat blocks. They put consistent pressure on your passer. They couple that with tight coverage. You know, they're the number one defense in football. I think they're number two versus the pass.
Game time is set for 1 o'clock on Sunday. Browns rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield called coach Hugh Jackson's midseason firing his welcome to the business moment. Mayfield and his teammates regrouped today after Jackson and offensive coordinator Todd Haley were dismissed by owner Jimmy Haslam, who cited internal discord in making the moves. The Detroit Lions have signed free agent linebacker Kelvin Shepard. The Lions also announced today that they have signed defensive end Alex Barrett to the practice squad and released tight end Jerome Cunningham from the practice squad. The moves come after Detroit traded standout receiver Golden Tate to Philadelphia for a third-round draft pick. Coach Matt Patricia said that deal was a difficult decision, and he has confidence in the players still on the team. The Lions play at Minnesota this weekend. And the Chicago Bears right guard Kyle Long has a tendon injury in his right foot, and the team is deciding whether to put him on injured reserve. Coach Matt Nagy says the three-time Pro Bowl lineman is week to week. The Bears could place him on IR with the intent to return in 8 weeks if they don't think he could be back sooner. Prosecutors in New Jersey say a Rutgers University football player has been charged in connection with an alleged plot to commit murder. Middlesex County prosecutors said Tuesday that 22-year-old Isaiah Bullock was charged with 2 counts of attempted murder and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege that Bullock on Monday initiated a plot to murder the family members of an acquaintance. They said the alleged intended victims aren't affiliated with the university. A university representative said Bullock, a junior linebacker from Linden, has been dismissed from the team and the university is initiating disciplinary procedures. Bullock is being held at the county jail pending an initial court appearance in New Brunswick. It's unclear whether he has an attorney. The obscure sport of axe throwing has made its way to Lexington. Battle Axes LLC is the first privately owned axe throwing facility in central Kentucky. Players rent a lane and throw one of 3 different size axes at a large wooden target. The axes are fairly light, between 1 and 2 pounds, which means strength really isn't a factor, putting everyone on a level playing field. It costs $20 an hour per person to play. Walk-ins are welcome, but reservations are strongly encouraged. The facility is available to be rented out for parties and functions as well. Battle Axes LLC will hold their grand opening tomorrow. And lastly in sports, for the final time this fall, Morehead State Women's Golf concluded play. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Finishing up at the Terrier Intercollegiate on Tuesday, the Eagles completed the 2-day event hosted by Wofford in 13th. Morehead State fired rounds of 321 and 239 over the event's 36 holes. The tournament took place at the Country Club of Spartanburg, the par 72 home course for the host Terriers. Redshirt sophomore Bridget Connolly, for the second consecutive event, paced all Eagles finishers, lacing tied for 13th. She fashioned scores of 75 and 78 to notch her team-leading 5th top 15 finish of the season. Both of Connolly's round scores marked the lowest totals for the Eagles throughout the event. Morehead State returns to the course for the spring season at the Mid-American Match Play in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. The 2-day event takes place at the Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club on February 4th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that's going to do it for sports for today. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will have a senior celebration for their final home game of the season, hosting Drake on Saturday, November 17th. Kickoff is at 1:05 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose sharply for a second straight day as strong earnings from GM and Facebook lifted sentiment, but the major averages still were on pace for big October losses. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 241.12 at 25,115.76. The S&P 500 was up 29.11 at 2711.74. And the NASDAQ Composite was up right at 2%, finishing with a gain of 144.25 at 7305.90. For the month, as mentioned, it was a rough month for the major averages. The S&P 500 dropped 6.9%, while the Dow was down 5.1%. The NASDAQ was the big loser, down 9.2%. For the NASDAQ, it was the biggest or the largest monthly pullback since November 2008. As mentioned, General Motors was strong today, spiking 9.1% after the company reported quarterly results that easily topped expectations. The company said it sold fewer cars in the third quarter, but at a higher price, boosting its bottom line. Facebook shares rose 3.8% after the company reported better-than-expected earnings. The CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, said during the company's earnings call that Facebook plans to invest significantly in its business next year. He also said Facebook plans to build products such as Facebook Watch and Instagram TV. Facebook's strength also helped out the other major FANG names as Amazon, Apple, and Netflix, as well as Google parent Alphabet, all moved higher. Anthem was up 3.75% on better-than-expected earnings. On the data front, private payrolls rose by 227,000 in October, according to a report from ADP and Moody's, and the gain was more than economists polled by analysts going into the report had expected. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.625% at $65.09 a barrel. Gold was down 0.625% at $1,217.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index down 1.7%. In Asia, stocks were strong, with the Nikkei average up 2.16% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.375%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Visa and Caterpillar, while the worst performers were Walmart and Verizon. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Molson Coors and GM, while the worst performers were Baxter International and Kellogg. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 36 cents at $73.94, Lowe's up 42 cents at $95.16, Fifth Third up 13 cents at $26.99, Marathon Petroleum up $1.56 at $70.36, Anthem was up $9.98 at $275.47, and Walmart was down $2.15 to finish at $127. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Taking a brief look at your weather tonight, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 59. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers, mainly afternoon, with a high near 68 degrees. Tomorrow night, a 90% chance of showers, mainly before 4 a.m., lows around 47. And Friday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with the temperature falling to around 47 degrees by 9 a.m.
And I just want to take a moment to say once again, thank you all who have taken the time to give us a call or go online and pledge your support to Morehead State Public Radio during our fall fund drive. We're trying to raise $15,000 and collect 200 members during this week. And we hope that you will join us. If you haven't had a chance yet, give us a call, 783-2001, or you can go online to WMKY.org. Look for the Support Us tab and hit Pledge Now. That takes you to a secure pledge form, and you'll be able to make your donation there. Let us know what you like, what you don't like about our program. Give us a little bit of feedback. But most of all, show your support for the student workers here at Morehead State Public Radio and the information and event schedule that we give you each day as we are on the air. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Jacob Lindberg, Naya Andueza, Kenzie Thompson, Chanice Davis, Chaz Jenkins, Shaw Marie Mosley, Haley Sidham, Brian Courtney, Jack Cottle, and Tilden Johnson. Those are all MSPR students. Paul Hitchcock and Greg Jenkins, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from students at the Writer's Day Out event at Morehead State University. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.